You get a sweep for the first time this year, and a nice way to start off your home schedule. A little bit of a shorter home schedule for you this year, though, but you have to like the fact that you guys were able to rally and do it in extra innings in the first game and just dominate in the second game today.
Yeah, we came out hard. I mean, we came out hard for both games. They were just hitting just as much as we were the first game. And the second game, their pitcher just struggled quite a bit. And I don't think that he really expected us to be able to hit her slower pitching. And we just sat back and drove the ball and got a couple of runs in and wound up run-ruling them.
That was kind of nice to win like that run-rule-like. But going back to the first game, you had the 5-2 lead, and Kaylin was kind of in control. She had the low pitch count, and then she just kind of wavered a little bit in that seventh inning. But you guys found a way to pick her up there, and even though they got the lead there, and you guys found a way to tie it up in the seventh and get the win there with your freshman Lindy Renford there in the eighth inning, and then you decided to use her in the second game in the circle.
I wanted to give Lindy a little bit of varsity pitching experience. I saw her pitch on Friday against Liberal, and for JV, she pitched really well. And you know, next week we have three games, and I know that's a lot to ask Caitlin to try and pitch three games. I mean, she's all for it. She's like, "Coach, I'll do it." And I said, "I know you'll do it, but I need more options." And I kind of wanted to see how Lindy would do, and I thought this would be a good game for her. And she did really well. She got a strikeout in there, and she just needs a little work on hitting her spots and using her legs a little more. So we'll see how she does next week.
Yeah, and you gotta like the fact that she's kind of a little bit of a quiet assassin there in the eight hole for you.
Yeah, I kind of like to hide some of my good hitters down there. Like last year, I put Madison Orr as number nine, and I know like a lot of coaches kind of look past her just because she was batting ninth, but I never did. She was one of our better hitters, and that's kind of one of my little trade secrets there, is kind of put a couple of my good hitters at the end. And to be honest, I didn't expect Lindy to pick up varsity hitting this quickly, but she really has, and she has a lot of potential to be a pretty good player in the next couple of years.
I thought one that showed some pretty good hitting ability today, and she's shown it bits and pieces, was Kaylin Robertson. I thought she had some pretty nice hits overall today in the doubleheader, and especially hitting catch their ace pitcher in the second game as well.
You know, she's always been a very good, consistent hitter. I mean, I think last year she hit 400, 430. And I think, you know, against Goodland, she was sitting at, like, right at 800. And, you know, I think right now she's about 500, 600. And she's just my consistent hitter. And she's not going to hit home runs by all means, but she's a pretty good line driver. And she hits the open spots. And she just steps up to the plate. And she knows that when there's, like, RBIs available on the base, she tells herself that she's going to hit those girls in. So, and I like her at the number five, so I think I'll keep her there.
Rearrange your lineup a little bit. Second game, I think this had to have been the first time, if I'm not mistaken, that you put Bailey a lot of behind the plate to catch there. And good learning experience for her there, and putting Caitlin at first. And I don't think she's really ever played that before. And it was kind of nice to see some realignment of the positions, and I thought they all did a pretty good job.
You know, this has been, like I've said from the very beginning, it's kind of our year that I'm trying new things out. I mean, we have a bunch of new girls, and a lot of the girls are wanting to try new spots. You know, Bailey's always loved catching ever since she was little, but I've always needed her at third. And, you know, that catching spot is kind of open this year since I lost both my catchers. And, you know, not that Aspen's doing a bad job. I always like to have more options, and I thought this would be a good game too. And her and Lindy really seemed to work really well today. So I really like Bailey behind the plate. She stopped the ball pretty well, and I love, like, she's very good about hitting her spots when throwing down to second or throwing down to the first. And it'll be interesting to see how she does next week behind the plate.
Have six of your 20 regularly scheduled games next week. You had to move one that made it a loaded week here, but it starts off with the road trip to Elkhart without any school on Monday.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to that long drive, but I am looking forward to a couple wins, hopefully. So it'll be worth it in the end. We have Elkhart on Monday, and then we play Holcomb on Thursday, which is a rescheduled game. No, it was. I think we were supposed to play Holcomb on this Thursday.
Okay,
that's it. And then we had to reschedule a game for next Thursday, and that I think that's going to be our probably toughest game we have in our schedule, to be honest. So hopefully we can get a couple learning experiences on Monday and then use it on Thursday.
Well, it's a good start. You've won three in a row now, and 4-2 as you have the rest of the week here to prepare for the big run next week. Coach Aaron Myers joining us here. Congratulations, Coach. Enjoy it, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Hey, thanks for doing our games.